Triangler from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Loomis Wolves and SEM Mustangs. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
This time, Burke takes it across and passed right back over by the Mustangs. And a good rally going here as Elm Creek just dumps it over, but it's wide and out of bounds. Point Mustangs.
All three teams are approaching the middle portion of their schedule, with Elm Creek sporting the highest winning percentage. The Buffaloes hope to improve that number on their home court tonight. It's the Elm Creek Triangler coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Elm Creek High School with Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And one final time, good evening, everyone, from Elm Creek High School. Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com's continuing coverage of high school volleyball has us in the Fort Kearney Conference for a triangular tonight, with the Elm Creek Buffaloes taking on the Loomis Wolves in our final match. SEM came in tonight and has already headed on the bus home the winner. 2-0, they defeated Elm Creek 25-22, 22-25, and 25-22, and then took care of Loomis 25-15 and 25-13. You've got a young Loomis team taking on a little more experienced Elm Creek team that comes in with 8 wins on the season. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by your friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, where you can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off for the Loomis Wolves, their service rotation looks like this. Number 11 is sophomore Allison Dennis. Number 9, sophomore Colette Thorell. Number 10, sophomore Michaela Marcy. Number 17, senior Riley Hahn. Number 13, junior Tara Maskey. And number 4, freshman Katie Anderson. Molivero is number 3, senior Katie Butler. Head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Roxanne Hunhoff. Loomis just 2-11 on the season. For Elm Creek, number 2 is junior Shelby Ferguson. Number 8, sophomore Hannah Robbins. Number 1, senior Tori Miner. Number 12, freshman Mackenzie Dio. Number 4, senior Casey Sutherland. And number 11, senior Elby Brown. Elm Creek does not use a libero. The head coach is Brandy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian. They're now 8-6 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. They can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. It is parents' night here at Elm Creek. They're going to try and get a win here over the Loomis Wolves to send them home happy. It's Elm Creek and Loomis coming up next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The New Tech Team pregame show is brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Don't forget, our next volleyball action is Tuesday when Kearney Catholic takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. And tonight we have on ESPN 1460 and 1550 NFL football. where it is the San Francisco 49ers and the St. Louis Rams. St. Louis has kicked the field goal. They're up 3-0 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter of play. Right now, though, Elm Creek has won the toss. They will serve, and our final match is underway as Shelby Ferguson, the setter, serves it across to Dennis. The set goes through the hands that time of the Loomis setter in Tara Maskey, and a lift will be called. Double hit. Elm Creek on the board, 1-0. When Elm Creek can handle the serve, which we saw against SEM, they play pretty decent, but they gave up 13 ace serves. As the ball barely gets back over, it clips the net, picked up by Dio, and then returned by Miner for a kill. Nice job by the freshman Mackenzie Dio to pick that one up. It was a weird return by Loomis. Didn't look like it was going to come over, then it landed on the top of the net and fell over. Ferguson serves. This one off the mark in the back row, running it off and picking it back is Anderson. Passed across, Ferguson will set. Right side, here's Dio with a big swing, and the freshman gets her first kill. And it's 3-0 Elm Creek out of the gate here. I think they were a little, I don't know exactly what happened against SEM, because SEM played well, but I know Elm Creek was expecting to get the win on their home court, and it just didn't happen. And here's an ace serve, the first of this match for Shelby Ferguson. And the one thing Loomis needs here is to not fall behind and have a lot of serve-receive problems early, so they're going to trot the libero, Katie Butler, in and put Hahn down for at least this rotation. Serve is across and handled there by Marcy. Set back to Michaela. Got a good swing on that one. Dug out in the back row by Shelby Brown and sent across. Marcy with another swing. Off the block, down and good. Michaela gets the first kill of the match and the first point of the match for the Loomis Wolves. And now Hahn rotates back into the front row here. Tallest player on the court. And back to serve it away is Allison Dennis. She'll float it in the middle. Picked up again there by Brown and rolled over by Dio. And Dio will get her second kill. They had to adjust that one. Good job by Shelby Ferguson, because the pass to her was pretty much chin high and she had to find a way to just put a little air on it. Now Hannah Robbins will go back to serve it for Elm Creek. Robbins fires it down the middle, picked up by Anderson, overpassed across the net, and it's going to be out of bounds. Ace serve, 6-1. Robbins, just a sophomore, but plays all the way around, can serve, one of the leading attackers on this team. Robbins fires that one back middle for another ace, 7-1. Sometimes when you're going against a younger team, just the way that she lines up, the appearance of the power that she puts on the volleyball can kind of make you rock back on your heels a little bit. Again, she faces the crowd and then takes three steps, a little hop, and flies it across right at the libero, Butler. Butler's pass off the mark. That's three consecutive ace serves here for Hannah Robbins, and it makes it 8-1 Elm Creek in the opening game. And Robbins keeps on going. That one's a little too deep, but they try to play it, and it's another ace. Some uncertainty on the back line there whether to play it or not. And it's 9-1, and Robbins just keeps serving it just deep enough to make Loomis uncomfortable. That one's a beauty, right at Anderson, who makes a nice pass into the front to Maskey, but Maskey lost her balance, 10-1. And checking into the ball game for the first time for Loomis is going to be Christy Freed, number 26, a senior. See if she can get this team settled down a little bit. Robbins going for six in a row. That was the first one that wasn't an ace, and she drives it into the net. So the service error will get the ball back over to the Loomis Wolves. And back to serve it away will be Colette Thorell. Thorell, high toss, gets it to the 10-foot line to Sutherland. Back set right side. The attack is going to be deep from Miner, and a point for the Wolves. So anything to get a little positive mojo going here. Loomis will take, then maybe they can find some offense on their own, but that serve is deep and out of bounds. Struck just a little too well, and a side out here for Tori Miner to serve it away for Elm Creek. Freed is going to come back out for Loomis, and Mass back in. And the serve by Miner takes it right at Maskey to Hahn. Hahn in the middle, into the net. Attack error makes it 12-3. Elm Creek, and the Buffaloes rolling, and a timeout will be called here by Loomis. It is the first one of the match. Opening set And Elm Creek strong serving has got them out to a 12-3 lead. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And out of the timeout, let's register another ace serve here. This one for Tori Miner, 13-3, but she'll follow that up with one that's just a tad bit too deep. And the error will give the ball back over to Loomis. First set, 13-4, and Michaela Marcy, the young sophomore, will go back there to serve it away. Elm Creek back in action tomorrow against Arapahoe. Then next Thursday, they go to Elwood for a triangular with Pleasanton. For Loomis, next week they've got Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth at their place. Attack Elm Creek into the net. Four hits called as they try to get a quick one over there to Shelby Brown. Point on serve for Marcy. And Michaela ready to go again. A lot of conference foes here during this stretch for Loomis. Serve is picked up. Ferguson with the set. Back set right side. Dio. It's overpassed. Nice jig that time. Robbins picks it up. Now big slide in the middle for Brown. Dug out again by Thorell. Passed over. Dug out by Miner. Ferguson sets middle. Brown drives it over. Another dig up front. And Loomis will get the point. Thorell with the dig. Riley Hahn with the tip down. But I think they're going to wave it off and say she was in the net. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Great job, though. Thorell had three big digs in that play. Just glanced the net there, or else they would have had the point instead. Side out here for Elm Creek, and Miner will serve it across at 14-5. It's returned back over by the Wolves, and Elm Creek goes to the outside. Sutherland off the double block. Dig is made by Dennis. Hahn will dump it across quickly on the second tip. Left side, Sutherland again, and that time Casey will get her first kill. 15-5, Elm Creek here in the opening game with Dio back there serving it. McKenzie, strong serve. That's going to be another ace unless they dig it out of the crowd, and they do. Good hustle that time by Maskey. Ferguson over to Sutherland. Sutherland put it into her own net. Good hustle that time by the Wolves to keep it alive. I thought that one was going to be about three rows deep into the crowd after it was dug out in the back row to start the point. And now Riley Hahn will go back and serve it away here for Loomis. As they trail 15-6, Hahn takes it down the left side at Hannah Robbins. Shoved across there by Brown. Picked up by Maskey, and Dennis has to adjust to knock it across with her left hand. Quickly returned by Sutherland, but a lot of air under that one. Loomis going to go with a back row attack. Thorell blocked up front, and a dugout, and above the net this time, driven across. How about Loomis right here? Saving two from Shelby Brown. Elm Creek got to try again. This time they'll go Sutherland, and the near side attack dug out by Hahn. Again into the crowd, and that time they did run into the bleachers. So give Sutherland the kill. But Loomis's defense all of a sudden here has been picking it up. Again, if they can handle the serve, they play pretty decent. But they're down 16-6, but that was a heck of a job defensively to keep that rally going. And we've got out of rotation called here on the Loomis defense, so that'll be a ace point there for Elm Creek, and Sutherland doing the serving. 17-6 here, Buffaloes. Homecoming week here in Elm Creek. And now Loomis, when they're called out of rotation, trying to make sure they're in the right spot. Officials can help you line up to do that. And now we're ready to go. Sutherland, half step, takes it right down the line into the hands of Anderson. Passed across to Elm Creek. Will try to go quickly here to the outside. Robbins, she's over the double block. Pass back, but out of bounds. Give Robbins the kill, her first. Fourth different Buffalo to register a kill here. And with all those ace serves, they haven't had to do a whole lot. Looked like Loomis wanted to call a timeout, but they'd already blown the whistle ready for play, so Sutherland serves it across. Robbins passes it over here. Dennis passes it over. They set middle for Elm Creek and Brown. Shelby drives back middle. Dennis takes it back across the net. Slide, Brown, right side, a lot of room, and she'll terminate. And there's some emotion. Shelby Brown, the senior, getting her first kill, and now a timeout will be called by Loomis. Four in a row for Elm Creek. They're up 19-6 here in the opening set. We'll be right back.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, Loomis, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 19-6, Elm Creek leading Loomis here in the first set. Casey Sutherland serving, and that time it's picked up by Marcy and passed across by Thorell into the back row, taking it minor, set to the outside for Robbins, half punches it across, Anderson with the dig, set up, and Anderson will have to bump it across. Free ball here, but Elm Creek not handling the ball very well in the back row, and all they do is pass it across. At the net, it'll be slapped over by Thorell. Right back, Ferguson, dumped over Dennis. A lot of one-timers. Now Robbins will throw it across. Loomis sets outside for Anderson. Lofts it over the double block. Sutherland with the dig. Robbins into the net. Boy, Elm Creek was really out of sync on that point. As many opportunities, they never passed the ball well on that point and never got a good swing and eventually dumped it into the net. And Loomis will get the side out. And the serve is across by Maskey. Overpass at the net, but Loomis is able to thump it across. Elm Creek's able to return it and get the point. Ferguson, it looked like, was the one that redirected it, 20-7. After one quarter in the Thursday night NFL game, it's the Rams 3 and the 49ers nothing. Currently on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Loomis making a substitution here. Checking in will be Brooke Rademacher. And serving it away for Elm Creek will be Shelby Brown. And Brown serve. Down the right side to Thorell. Maskey backs that right side, and it's going to go into the net. Again, Rademacher had to backpedal and didn't get all she wanted. Took it off her back foot and couldn't get it in play. 21-7, Elm Creek. They'd like that score tomorrow night on the football field when Arapahoe comes calling it a battle of unbeatens. Serve across. Loomis picks it up, sets it over. Here is Ferguson. Sets middle. Miner back in the front row. Drives it at Hahn back middle. She digs for Loomis. Outside Rademacher. Flips it across. Here is a dump by Ferguson, and she'll get another kill. Shelby saw that. Got her eyes back on where the ball was, and that was an easy one for the Elm Creek setter. Brown wipes the hands. No air conditioning here in the gym. A hot one today in the 90s, so a little warm down there. As the ball is passed back across, middle attack Miner. She'll drive it off Hahn. Again, it's up, bouncing around in the rafters, but Loomis finds it and then passes it in net. Seen a couple of times that's happened to all the teams tonight. They make a great play to get it back on the court, and then the third hit goes out or into the net. Brown trying to finish it out from the service line. Strong serve, near ace, tracked down and passed across by the libero, Butler. Here's an outside attack. Robbins and Hannah will get kill number two. And it is game point Elm Creek. They've scored five in a row. They lead it by a score of 24-7. And Shelby Brown, one more serve here. Back in Christy Freed to the front row. Trying to finish up this opening game. And the serve, a high lofted one into the back row to Marcy. Freed sets. Here's the middle, Dennis. Dennis can't get it across, and that's the end of the opening set. Elm Creek cruises by a score of 25-7. We'll be back, look at the numbers, and get you ready for game two right after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass,
Just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set. Not much there for Loomis. Michaela Marcy, a service point and a kill, and Colette Thorell had a service point. That was it. Just one kill for Loomis. For Elm Creek, Tori Miner, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Shelby Ferguson, four service points. One was an ace, two kills. Casey Sutherland, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Hannah Robbins, five service points. Four of those were aces, two kills. Shelby Brown, five service points and a kill. And Mackenzie Dio, a service point and two kills. 10 kills, no ace blocks, seven ace serves as Elm Creek cruises in the opening set, 25-7. Loomis and Elm Creek, game two, next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And the second set is underway. Elm Creek in the middle. Tori Miner on the attack. Picked up there by Maskey, and it will not be passed across. And Elm Creek will pick up the point. It won't be a kill, though. Loomis was able to touch it three times, but again, as it bounced into the back row, a little confusion about who was to take that. And Hannah Robbins now will serve it away here for the Buffaloes. Beautiful serve, but it's also picked up, and this time it is passed across. Great serve received by Marcy. And now Elm Creek has trouble getting it over, but it's chased down Sutherland, and it was so awkward that she got it across, and nobody was ready for it. And Sutherland will get her third kill. Elm Creek just put together a lot of runs in that opening set. Nothing too crazy. Five in a row was the most, but man, oh man, it's pretty good. Attack there, Thorell, overpassed out of the back row by Brown. Here's Hahn. She tries to get into the back row and sends it too deep. Out of bounds. So Elm Creek, just like they did in the opening game, off to a 3-0 lead here in game number two. And checking in for Loomis will be Heather Zeckley, the junior. Robbins serves, and it's going to be another ace. 4-0 Elm Creek. Eighth ace serve of the match. Five of those coming from the sophomore, Hannah Robbins. And Robbins loads and fires again. This one handled by Zeckley. Set to the middle, Hahn. She gets a swing down the right side. It just missed the tape. Just missed the tape. That was about the best offense we've seen in a while from Loomis. Handling the serve, making a good set, good pass. Just missed the attack, though. Robbins' serve is in again. Right side attack across by Thorell. The dig made by Ferguson. Set to the outside. Sutherland off the tip. It'll be picked up, and Thorell will set it to the outside. Zeckley takes it across. Overpass Elm Creek and blocked down by Hahn. Riley Hahn will get credit for the Loomis block and the first point of game two for the Wolves. 5-1. Thorell, the sophomore, Colette. She'll go back and serve now. Takes that one across to Brown. Has to be passed across by the setter, Ferguson. And Hahn sends it right back over. Ferguson this time gets it out to Sutherland. She'll tip it across. Hahn with the dig. Maskey sets it back. And then it's going to be set across for a point by Thorell. Thorell just stepped in there at the 10-foot line and said, "I see an opening." And we'll get the kill and the point on serve. And get to go again here from the very far right side of that service line. Floats down to Sutherland. Passed high into the air. The bump set for Dio. Takes it into the back middle. Dug out there by Anderson and passed across. Elm Creek will set middle. Here's Miner. Good look and drives it off the single block of Hahn for her second kill. Side out Elm Creek, 6-2 here in the second set. Elm Creek cruised 25-7 in the opener. Earlier tonight, SEM beat Loomis 25-15, 25-13, and then they beat Elm Creek in the first match in three sets. Here's Hahn on the attack. Miner with the dig for Elm Creek. Set middle for Brown. Over Hahn, dug out in the back row by Butler. Set right side and tapped across by Thorell. Here's Ferguson, back set. Dio finds the corner. They let it go, and it was right there. Perfect attack there from Mackenzie Dio, and it's 7-2 Elm Creek. And back into the front row for Loomis is going to be Michaela Marcy. As we track down the volleyball, we remind you that you're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball as Miner serves it across. Again, picked up by Butler at the net. It'll be taken across by Maskey. Dug out by Miner. Goes middle Brown. Blocked by Hahn. Ace block, Loomis Wolves and Riley Hahn. Our next volleyball is Tuesday. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic. Football tomorrow here on Classic Hits. It'll be Ravenna at Centura. And to serve is Michaela Marcy. Takes it right down the middle to Sutherland. Set right side, Dio takes it off the tip. Loomis scrapes it, bounces it off the net, and got it to fall. Katie Anderson's going to get credit for that one. It hit the tape, and then the Elm Creek defender tried to punch it right back, but punched it into her own net, and then you're just done because you get called for the double hit, and there's nobody to respond that quickly. And Marcy now to serve at 7-4 trailing. Great dig by Robbins. To the outside, Brown off the double block. She'll get the kill. Just the second kill for Shelby Brown. Not a lot of big numbers for Elm Creek. Haven't been a lot of rallies. Haven't been a lot of kills. Nobody has more than three, and that's Dio and Sutherland right now for the Buffaloes. And Dio to serve. Wow, does she fire that one, and it's deep. Not by a lot, but when you hit it that hard and don't have enough topspin on it, it's going to break a brick in the back wall. But she was only about a foot deep that time. Probably is going to be one of those kids that develops a jump serve, just a freshman. And Loomis with Riley Hahn. And she gets a nice precision short cross-court serve across. Here's Brown in the middle. Off the tip, the dig is made in the back row by the Wolves and Barry. Thrown across by Anderson. Elm Creek able to dig it up. Brown half swing, down and good. Third kill for Shelby. Side out here for Elm Creek. It is 9-5 Buffaloes. Also want to remind you, our high school sports broadcast here on Classic Hits. You'll see many of the photos from tonight's game on our website tomorrow, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check them out. You can download them, use them however you want. Doesn't cost you anything. You can listen to the podcast of the games, keep up to date with articles on your team. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Brown from the middle, Shelby unloads, but it's deep. And Elm Creek is making a lot of errors here that are allowing Loomis to keep things going. And just kind of side out with him right now as Maskey will serve it across. Robbins, middle attack, off the net, dig back row. Good hustle by Marcy, passed across. But again, Elm Creek can't pass it cleanly, and all they do is bump it back over, and it's deep and out of bounds. 9-7. Elm Creek's lead is down to 2 after jumping out 5-0. And Maskey with the serve. Strong, passed up front. There's a good swing by Brown. Equally good pickup by Thorell. Collette ends up punching it down the right side, and it's wide. Side out Elm Creek. Buffaloes 10-7. Second set, they won the opener easy, 25-7. And now Shelby Brown to serve. Brown cuts that one. Picked up Thorell. Set back in the middle for Dennis. She'll set it over. Sutherland with the set. Here's Miner in the middle. Drives it across. Loomis making many more digs here in this game than they did in the first set. And a double hit's going to be called here on Loomis. 11-7 Elm Creek. Shelby Brown is the player that served the last 5 points in that opening game. But now they're going to take her out and give Delaney Zastro a chance. Up 11-7. Delaney really the only sub that's come in tonight for Brandy McCarter. And Zastro's serve. Fires it across at Butler. Stays in the back row. Passed across there by Dennis. Elm Creek will set to the outside for Robbins. She gets up before the block gets there and give the kill to Hannah Robbins. First of this game and third of the match. Don't forget, whenever our match is over, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and a recap of the night's activities. Hopefully a chance to chat with the coach as well. Here the serve is into the net and back over to the Wolves. Rotating to the back row will be the freshman in Katie Anderson. Again, Loomis looks like this will be a team that going to be pretty good a couple years down the road, but a lot of freshmen and sophomore playing varsity action here tonight. As the set goes right side, Thorell, she has to go back inside that antenna, does. Tori Miner's attack is dug out, so Loomis gets another swing on the outside from Marcy, gets it over, and Robbins with the attack, overpassed all the way inside the back line. Loomis got a hand on it, dug it out, it went all the way back over and landed inside the line there for Anderson. And she's got a couple of points from the back row here for Loomis. And now she'll serve it away. Go wide this time, and it's out of bounds. 13-9 Elm Creek. Checking again the NFL game as they have 7:50 to go in the first half. It's all defense tonight. Rams 3, Niners nothing. And to serve it away here for Elm Creek will be the setter, Shelby Ferguson. Beautiful all the way to the right-hand corner, very deep. Then Loomis just kind of looks at each other, and the ball falls to the floor. Three people touched it, but they were looking at each other more than the volleyball, and that's just some of the youth right there coming into play. 14-9. Ferguson with the point. Now serves it in the same spot, but this time Butler takes it. It'll be quickly taken over by Maskey, and it's returned into the net. Give Maskey the point. When Loomis gets it back, it is so unconventional. It's not like bump, set, spike. They've scrambled a bit, and Loomis has been out of position a lot of the time, trying to get a block up, trying to get ready to receive, and then they got to scramble somewhere else. And now Sutherland sets it across, ran into Miner, but did get it over. Hahn bumps it back across for Loomis. Elm Creek sets right side. Here's Dio wide and sends it into the Loomis bench. And a point on serve there for Allison Dennis. Dennis with the serve. High, deep, and long. Out of bounds. That'll be just the second service error of this game for Loomis. Had one last game. 15-11 in favor of Elm Creek, and it's Hannah Robbins' turn to go back and serve again. She'll drop that one into the back row. Picked up by Anderson. Set to the outside. Pushed across by Hahn. Rademacher's also in the game. Will attack Miner. Blocked by Hahn. Miner digs it right back up to the outside. Ferguson. Was it in the net? No, they say it's tipped. They'll play on. Miner in the middle. Off Hahn again. That single block is doing pretty good right now for Riley. And it has to be passed across. Free ball here for Elm Creek. High set middle for Miner. Again, it's off Hahn, but this time it finds the floor. And Tori Miner with her third kill. 16-11, Elm Creek in the second set. Trying to finish things off here with a sweep. At the service line is Robbins. Fires another one across. It's passed back into the net. That'll be an ace. 17-11. Robbins with her sixth ace serve. Loomis does have their timeouts. Haven't used one yet. And the serve, pretty deep, but was in. Played by Anderson. Nice pass up to Thorell. Middle attack, Hahn, and her attack is deep. 18-11 in favor of Elm Creek. Timeout will be called by Loomis. So once again, Elm Creek has found themselves on a nice little run. They have scored six of the last 8 points. 18-11, Elm Creek, game two. They're up 1-0 here on Classic Hits.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS.
resources for enriching lives.
With our producer engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Loomis Elm Creek, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek in control, but Riley Hahn on the attack for Loomis. Dug out in the back row by Zastro and passed across the net. Right back at Elm Creek. Miner with the quick swing and sent it deep and out of bounds. So out of the timeout, Loomis will get the ball back. And Colette Thorell will serve. 25-7 Elm Creek in the first, and they haven't changed personnel, and it's 18-12 here in the second. Middle attack, Dio into the net. 18-13. Loomis, they just keep on plugging along here. Thorell with another serve. This one handled by Zastro. Back set to the right side. Miner off of Hahn, got the kill. Fourth kill for Torrey, and that's a team high. That tells you something right there. Although six different players have at least two kills. It's all between two and four. Balanced here for Elm Creek and the senior Torrey Meyer. Miner to go back and serve. Handled there by Maskey. Hahn in the middle from off the net. Rolls it off the block of Brown. Here's the set. Dio not in a good spot, but it did get passed across somehow. That's what happens when your setter didn't get to the ball to set it. But give credit to Casey Sutherland. She somehow got it to crawl across. And it's 20-13. Checking into the ball game now for Elm Creek, the senior Sydney Martin will get a chance here on senior night to play, up 20-13. Also coming in, another senior in Paige Carney. So Coach McCarter hoping that her backup seniors can come in and get some playing time here as Loomis on serve receive has to just pass it across. Set middle. Here's Brown again. Her attack dug out by Thorell. Maskey to Hahn. She'll set it across. The dig is made by Martin. Set to the outside. It'll be taken across, but just deep by Carney. And the point for Loomis. 20-14. Wolves trail by six. And now it looks like we've overturned it. Was there a net violation? Again, Loomis is back there all ready to serve, and our officials are saying that there was a violation. Ball comes back over to Miner to serve for Elm Creek, and it's now 21-13 in favor of the Buffaloes. And the serve comes down the left side, and it's passed into the crowd. That's another ace. The second one of the night for Torrey Miner. 22-13. Loomis doing some rotating. Rademacher out. Marcy back in. Miner waits for everybody to get set, now serves. Lines it down the middle, another ace, 23-13. And that has been the problem tonight, and I'm going to assume most of the year for this 2-11 Loomis team. Just trouble on serve receive. And we've mentioned it a couple times, if they can handle it, they seem to play some pretty good points, but that serve receive has been a battle as it's taken across there by Loomis's Tara Maskey. Elm Creek gets it to the outside, and Maskey returns it right back over. Dig made by Martin. Slapped across by Sutherland. It hit the tape and rolled down. Casey Sutherland with her fifth kill, and that will bring us to match point here for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 24-13. Trying to end the homecoming week for the volleyball team on a high note. Miner serve over to Maskey. Here's the set by Thorell. Hahn in the middle on the attack. Up that time by Sutherland, run down by Miner, passed across there by Paige Carney. Loomis sets outside. The spike will come across for a Loomis kill from Michaela Marcy. Michaela Marcy with the kill, and it's 24-14, and Marcy will go back to serve it away until this match is over, as there are 10 more match points here for Elm Creek. Marcy serve into the net, and that's how the evening will end. 25-7, 25-14. Elm Creek sweeps Loomis. They are now 9-6. Loomis will fall to 2-12. We'll give you all the numbers on the Visco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Thank you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Elm Creek again. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Bauer and the crew here for their hospitality. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports from their storefront location in Ord, taking care of all of the area athletes and students as they have for decades and will continue to do so throughout the upcoming years. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the numbers from the third set for Loomis. Katie Anderson, a service point, actually going to get credit for a couple of kills out of the back row. Michaela Marcy, a service point and a kill. Allison Dennis, a service point. Tara Maskey, a service point and a kill. Riley Hahn had two ace blocks. And Colette Thorell had two service points and a kill. Five kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves for Loomis. For Elm Creek, Tori Miner had six service points. Two of them were aces, three kills. Shelby Ferguson had a service point. Delaney Zastro had a service point. Casey Sutherland had three kills. Hannah Robbins had a total of seven service points. Two of them aces, one kill. Shelby Brown, a service point, two kills. And Mackenzie Dio had one kill. 10 kills, no ace block. Four ace serves as Elm Creek wins the second set to complete the sweep 25-14. We'll give you the cumulative numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Continuing on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's look at the overall final numbers, starting with Loomis. Katie Anderson, a service point, two kills. Michaela Marcy, two service points, two kills. Allison Dennis had a service point. Tara Maskey, a service point and a kill. Riley Hahn, two ace blocks, and Colette Thorell, three service points and a kill. Loomis just six kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves in this match. They will fall to 2-12 on the season. And up next for Loomis, they will be at home for their next two triangulars, the next two Thursdays. Next week, it's Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth, both teams right at the 500 mark. And the following week, Overton, the conference leader, and Eustace Farnham will come in, and that'll take them in to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Final numbers for Elm Creek. Tori Miner had eight service points. Three of those were ace serves. She had four kills. Shelby Ferguson, the setter, ends up with five service points. One was an ace, two kills. Delaney Zastro had a service point. Casey Sutherland, three service points. One was an ace, five kills. Hannah Robbins led the team in serving with 12 points. Six of those were aces, three kills. Shelby Brown, six service points, three kills. And Mackenzie Dio, one service point and three kills.